December 27th. On receiving Holy Communion from the hand of Father Magliarini, I rediscover my joy in the Eucharist which Campito had cancelled out, that is, the visible presence of my Jesus alongside Father Magliarini. I smile at my sweet Jesus, dressed in white, and, while offering my thanks, I wonder why he is standing to the left of Father. I think his place ought to be on the right. Jesus responds to me, satisfying my desire to receive light, and says, "In my pose there is a teaching on faith, respect, and humility. How do you see me? In a glorious robe? No. You see me as Jesus of Nazareth, the teacher, the man. What is the Eucharist? The greatest, holiest miracle of God. It is God. It is God, because in the Eucharist, is the Son of God, God is the Father, God made flesh out of love, that is, through God who is love, and by the work of love, namely, by the work of the third person. It is God, because it is a miracle of love, and God is where love is. Love testifies to God more than every word or devotion or act or work. I, the author of this miracle, which is a witness to the power of God, and to his nature, love, give honor to this miracle. To tell you that it is true, to tell you that it is holy, and to tell you that it should be venerated with the maximum respect. Jesus the teacher adores his divine nature in the Eucharist. This is why I appear to you as the teacher, not as the glorious Jesus. The glorious Jesus could not adore anything. The adoration of all that exists is directed towards him, for he is the God who has returned to his kingdom. But the Son of Man can still show his will, to venerate the ark containing me as God, the Eucharistic breed, but I do so. To teach you to do so. Why am I on the left? Also to teach you. The priest, while exercising his priestly functions, is worthy of the maximum respect. And I assure you of the fact, that I obey his command and descend as blood, to wash your hearts and descend as flesh to nourish your spirits. Learn from me, who am humble, to have humility. That's enough for now. Pray. Write what you should write, for afterwards, little John, it will be necessary to work. The gospel is waiting. Oh my little John, a seed pearl born in the great sea of pain, but you are destined to become encrusted as a gem in the crown of the sun and the mother. The more pearls are formed in the sea depths, and shaken by profound disturbances extending down to the seabed, the more beautiful they are. Without them the heart of the oyster would not open, and the nucleus on which pain encrusts the gem would not be deposited in the wound. Tears, tears, Maria. What a thing tears are. They had only 1 degree less in value than my blood did. You are redeemed through the blood of Jesus and the tears of Mary. My peace be with you always.